Statistics compiled by the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services show that there have been 11 murders in the city of Albany since January 1st, and all of them involve a firearm. In both 2013 and 2014, there were 8 murders in the city, and also in both years, 5 were by firearm.
When do we stop having meetings and move forward to action?
Third Ward Common Council member Ron Bailey is troubled by another in a series of episodes of gun violence that regularly occur in New York's capital city. There have been many shootings over the last decade. Try as they may, politicians, police, clergymen, government officials, and community activists have been unable to stem the tide of gun violence in a city with 25% poverty. But it's always the same formula. A shooting is followed by memorials, tributes, candlelight vigils, and community outrage. There's a forum or two. Then interest subsides.
It took me back to the time when Katina Thomas had to get shot, and the city was in outrage, and everybody came together.
Thomas was a fourth grader killed outside her home by a 15-year-old Albany High School student in 2008. The city has no shortage of sincere anti-gun advocates, among them powerful leaders like District Attorney David Soares, activist Marlon Anderson, and gun buyback promoter Pastor Charlie Muller. They often take separate paths when it comes to offering solutions. Back in 08, Muller painted a gloomy picture of Albany street life.
Enough is enough. You know, we actually, in the last year, probably had about 5 shootings right on our around our corner. And in the last, 7 years, 3 or 4 people have died from gun violence right in our area.
Albany's newly appointed police chief, Brendan Cox, says building relationships with the community is a priority.
And really be able to solve the larger problems that we face. And we need to be able to do that together. There are a lot of social issues that are out there that sometimes get left on the doorstep of law enforcement because we're the ones that are out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
In October 2008, University at Albany senior Richard Bailey was shot dead by a teenager riding a bicycle just a few blocks west of Victory Christian Church. Again, the community was outraged and people came together. In 2014, across the street from Muller's church, a woman was stabbed to death on a gray November afternoon by her own son. Nathaniel Lahaz lived next door.
I was at work when I got the news. My neighbor, Ms. Beverly, had died. I couldn't believe it. She was basically like a mom to the whole neighborhood.
Beverly Wyatt's death, like Thomas's, Bailey's, and many others, was followed by gatherings, speeches, and promises. Albany police often attribute shootings to inner-city gang rivalry. It's 2015, and little seems to have changed. Although statistics say there will always be violence in a city of 100,000 people, each killing takes a psychological toll. Observers note the group SNUG, or guns, spelled backward, hasn't been as effective in Albany as it has been in other communities. Unable to shake the SNUG acronym despite a name change, the group has struggled to find a voice. It has held sparsely attended vigils at locations where people have been shot, perhaps reflecting the lack of a united front against gun violence in the city. The group battles itself on Facebook with at least 3 different SNUG Albany and 1 Albany Cure Violence accounts. Alice Green, another longtime activist, runs the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, one of the driving forces behind a new crime diversion program that could possibly prevent some of the violence by helping people who commit low-level street crime get counseling and assistance instead of incarceration.
The research shows that this approach can reduce recidivism by 60% or more. So we're very excited about having that done in Albany. The other thing is we're working with roughly 1,400 young people this summer. Most of them are in the youth employment program. And we're teaching them about drugs. It's a drug prevention type program, as well as teaching them what their rights are on the streets so that they will have a better relationship with the police officers in our city. And the hope is that that will cut down on not only street crime, but build up the relationship between young people and the police. As a matter of fact, the city of Albany is having a community meeting on August 8th to talk about how to improve that relationship with the police. So when people have trust in the police, the belief is that crime will decrease.
According to the website Neighborhood Scout, your chance of becoming a crime victim in Albany is 1 in 122. The site lists Albany's crime index at 8, which means it is safer than a mere 8% of all cities in the United States. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.